is an Embedium podcast. Well, what do we have here? Looks like it's another episode of the Embedium podcast. My name is Brian.
I'm Darian.
And this podcast is about, actually, I really don't know, and we don't know what this podcast is about, so hopefully you can tell us. this is basically something that we do every week. We talk about stuff that has happened on the internet and stuff that has interested us. And why does that concern you who's listening right now? Well, it's because you guys are awesome. All two of you listening to us right now. And, before we continue, I just wanted to say that we are being hosted by Anchor.fm for free. So that's fantastic. And the cool thing about that is that you can also leave a comment or a message for us or any questions for us, on any of the podcasts that you listen to. So if you have a chance and you want to interact with us, by all means, leave us a message, and maybe we will air your audio on the next podcast. So when will that happen? We don't know if ever that's going to happen. But yes, thank you so much for listening. And how's it going? Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day to be a neighbor. And for some reason, one day in the future, we're going to tell everyone that Tom Hanks is actually Mr. Rogers. Have you noticed that?
He's everyone.
He's everybody. He's Woody.
He's Captain Phillips.
He's Sully. He's apparently played 10 real life people in biopics. Apparently he's awesome. He's also Walt Disney. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's
Saving Mr. Banks.
Saving Mr. Banks. Who's that one?
That's Walt Disney.
Why is it Banks?
I have no idea.
I never watched the movies, and that's okay. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. Speaking of crazy, there's a lot of protests going on right now. Actually, last week it was Paris. Mm-hmm. And France, there's a lot of austerity measures being done for people who, because I think they retire at 62, age 62, and now they think they're trying to push it forward even more, and people are not liking that. And who would like that, right? Actually, there's a lot of people who would, but there's a way things are being done. I don't think people are enjoying it. And actually, apparently right now in Algeria, there is also an uprising there. Mm-hmm. They're calling for elections to be thrown out.
Hong Kong's
still going on. Yeah. And and also the climate change people are still protesting all across the world.
Yeah.
And Greta is
Thunberg.
Yeah, Thunberg is the People's
Time Magazine.
It's Time Magazine's
Person of the Year.
Not People's Magazine Person of the Year. Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Not People Magazine's Time of the Year.
That would be a good one. That would be a pretty good magazine, I think. I don't think they would do something like that. I think People does like Most Handsome Man or something. People is like people of the in 2020 or 2019 or something like that. She's probably part of that list too. I think that's pretty cool.
And President Donald Trump is harassing her on Twitter.
Did you hear about that? And then she used his
jealousy.
He used that comment.
Yeah.
His comment into her bio. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The president is arguing with a 16-year-old on Twitter.
The biggest thing for me, the takeaway for that is it's actually pretty good that, you know, someone like this is the power of social media.
Yeah.
Where of course, no one can take him seriously. The president of the United States is trolling.
Currently being impeached.
who is under investigation of being impeached. So they are moving forward for the impeachment trial right now for two articles of impeachment. I don't know what they are, but the whole world is waiting, and I just keep updating. It just feels like... I don't know what the rhetoric is in the States right now. I don't think he will get impeached. Is that bad? And this is a person that would love to see him impeached. I just no, it's feel not like
bad to think that.
Yeah, I feel like there's maybe the case isn't strong enough to impeach this president. At least that's the research that I'm putting into it. And even all the rhetoric that's going on for the side of him to be impeached, and then on the other side of for him not to be impeached, the on that side, the one where they say, you know, the president doesn't need to be impeached because he did nothing wrong. When I read those articles,
but hasn't he done something wrong?
No, but see, that's the thing. It's all in the wording and how things are kind of perceived. If the when I guess I don't know. Like I said, I'm not an expert at this impeachment stuff, but. Depending on the judges,
jury.
I don't think there's a jury. I think it's just a bunch of judges who will do this because America is three different offices or three different states that keep the checks and balances. So there's the Senate, there's the White House, and then there's
Congress.
I think it's Senate and Congress or something like that.
No, I think Senate's Canadian.
I think there's senators too in American politics.
Ottawa senators?
We have senators in Canada too. Actually, senators in Canada are appointed. We don't vote for them in. Mm. So that's something. But apparently, how America works, it has three governing bodies that keep each body in check. So. They're saying that the president can do anything. That's what the White House says. But all the other two bodies say, like, I don't think so. Right. So they can do. They can team up and then try and do that. So we'll see what happens. It's a very interesting time. I'm gonna have to do some more research on it. But I think everybody's holding with bated breath. Apparently, they won't really get into it till New Year, in January. So
I don't know. It's all pretty ridiculous.
So do you think he's gonna get impeached? There's only been one person. There's only two presidents that have gone through impeachment, and one president got away with it, and the other president didn't, and he got impeached.
Nixon.
Yes, and Bill Clinton got away with.
Oh,
he was impeached, or he was under the process of being impeached, and they found him not guilty. So. So yeah, apparently that's a thing. So we'll see what happens on that. Who knew we were a political podcast? But on a lighter note,
the Xbox Series X. Yeah.
And do you know what the problem is with that?
What's the problem?
The biggest complaint on Twitter that I've seen.
The name?
Is the name.
Are you telling me people won't get confused between the Xbox X and the Xbox One X?
And the Xbox Series X and Xbox
no,
One X.
No, I don't think anyone's going to call it the Series X.
That's what it is. That's the big problem. It's a really big problem for the grandmas who are trying to buy their kids the new Xbox system.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, people want to complain.
Yeah.
I don't really see it.
There's been the 3DS, XL, 3DS, the new Nintendo 3DS. The new Nintendo 3DS XL. And there was the iPhone.
Yeah, the iPhone
XS
Max.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think it's going to be too difficult for people to be like, you know, I'll have the X.
I'm sure there's
the Xbox One X. Not the Xbox One X, but the Xbox Series X.
Right.
So which is it?
Is it? Xbox X is a Series X.
But it's not Xbox One X.
No.
Because Xbox One X is different.
So Xbox 360 or Xbox first.
Yeah.
Then Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Then Xbox One.
Yeah. Xbox One S.
No. That's still part of Xbox One, though.
Oh.
Because there was like the 360 Slim.
Oh, no. But the Xbox One, there's an S.
Xbox One. There's an S version and an X version.
And an X version. And now this one is?
The Xbox X.
It's no longer One.
Well, it's Series X, right?
What?
They say there's going to be...
I'm confused. how will my little mind wrap around this thing? And apparently there's two versions of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why Series X.
Yeah.
And Series
XS.
S, baby.
Is it?
Maybe Xbox S, I don't know.
Xbox S? Oh my God.
Or maybe L.
Xbox D, XD. With the laughy face?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because it's a disc. One is going to have a disc still, disc drive, and the other one is all going to be solid state drivers and stuff like that. So
maybe the X and the XS.
Maybe. Which one is that? Which one is XS now? Is that
no,
iPhone?
That's probably XS.
I just find it funny that these naming schemes. I don't know who.
I mean, it was kind of ridiculous starting from this? Xbox One.
I know. Can't they just make an Xbox 2 and then make an Xbox 3?
Well, I mean, they
3,
made Xbox.
And then Xbox.
So they made the first Xbox, then the 360.
Yeah.
Then the Xbox One. You know? But there's also Battlefield, right?
Yeah.
There's Battlefield. Battlefield
2?
2.
Yeah.
Battlefield 2, Bad Company. Battlefield 3, 4, 5, 1.
Was there Battlefield 1?
Yeah, Battlefield 1. That's the newest one.
Why? Why would they do that?
I don't know, man.
Someone's roast. There's
Assassin's Creed 1, 2, Brotherhood. I forget.
Yeah.
Revelations.
I don't know.
Assassin's Creed 3. Then Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. Then Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I don't know.
Is it Odyssey? Yes, it is. It is Odyssey.
After 4?
I think I own one of those games right now. I got it for free on Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good. Oh, speaking of Humble Bundle. Yeah. They have this new subscription thing where you get to choose 9 games per month for free or something like that.
Ooh.
So I don't know how good that is. I think it's like $300 or something like that a year.
Oh, wow.
Like, ooh. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I think
digital
is finally moved in, and I have to say though, Disney Plus is killing it. Did you know Baby Yoda? You can have it as your avatar now.
Really?
Yeah,
I can't see it. Yesterday,
you didn't find it. That's what they said that they did. I saw a tweet. I don't know if they put it in Canada. Right, you're going to have to find it. But yeah, speaking of this Baby Yoda, see how quickly my segues are moving into where I want to talk about things?
Wait, we haven't talked about the Xbox X, though.
Oh, hold on. What's wrong with the Xbox X?
It'll be 4K, 60.
Uh-huh.
Up to 120 frames.
Wow.
If your TV supports that.
Wow.
And it's backwards compatible with every single Xbox game.
Ever. And then
that Xbox 360 library that's useless right now?
One that you have there, yeah.
We can use it again. Oh. There you go.
Does it
so you have games already to play on.
I think that should be. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's going to be like $400. Do you know what the price is?
I don't know the price.
Oh, okay.
But like driving 4K at 60?
Yeah. I mean, I can do that right now with my computer. 4K, 60. So, I mean, give or take. This is an $800
graphics card.
Graphics card when I first bought it.
Or it's like $800.
It's only $800. Yeah, probably $800.
Yeah, and it's shaped like a tower. Like a computer tower?
Really?
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like a pillar.
Oh.
So, like, have you seen the
That's
Corsair
pretty cool.
one?
No. Oh, yes, I've seen that
yeah,
one. Yeah,
so it's like that. So it'd be like motherboard here and then the graphics card here.
So basically it's a computer.
Yeah, so it should be good cooling.
Good cooling. And speaking of cooling on that, is that is it going to be really cool? Like, is it not, or is that air going to be like a freaking jet engine? Apparently the original PS4 was like a jet engine to cool down its systems. Like, so they're basically borrowing from PC, the PC Master Race. Yeah.
I mean, some small form factor PCs have already been like console sized, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like you wouldn't know that it's as powerful as it is, but It's like the size of an Xbox.
Yeah, it's like a sleeper PC type of thing. Yeah. I think that's going to be pretty cool. The Xbox One X. I mean, 4K televisions now. A 65-inch right now is $800.
Yeah.
$850. And that's a smart one, too. So, and that's a Sony, apparently, as well. So, it's just ridiculous how... Yeah, like, it's just ridiculous how the technology has kind of come far. And I have to say, though, I'm also very happy with my PS4. I think it's been like two weeks now since I got my PS4. And I do love sitting back and relaxing and playing those video games. I may have said this in the last podcast, but I'm going to reiterate it again, how relaxing it is to be on a couch and play video games. It's been a while. It's just like, it feels natural. Unlike you're sitting up at a computer and you're like clicking away as if you're working. So, but yeah. Oh, look at that. So it's a square.
Yeah, it's a box.
It's a it's a literal box.
So yeah.
That's pretty funny. Cool. I remember when the first Xbox came out, it was so bulky. Like even the controllers and everything. Yeah, I think our cousins had it in Ontario, and I was just like, wow, look at those graphics. We were watching Dead or Alive and
the movie?
No, we were playing the game play. DOA.
Yeah.
With the jiggly physics. That's all. Don't. Sex sells still, people. Sex sells still.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But all the way to
Game Awards.
What's that? Oh, what happened?
The Game Awards?
Game Awards too. Yeah.
That's so Smash Bros. 1 Fighter.
Oh, yeah. The year. Yeah, I heard about that.
Jump Force tied with DOA 7.
Really? Jiggly Fighter tied with... if you guys don't know what Jiggly Fighter is, it's Dead or Alive. So DOA tied with Jump Force. Yeah. Is Jump Force actually that good?
Apparently it's not.
What the hell?
I know.
What the hell? Hold on. Dragon Ball Fighters is amazing, by the way. I don't know if you've ever played it. I have it here. You played it a little bit. Yeah.
It's great.
How did they win? Did not win Dragonfall Fighters? No. Why?
Because Smash Bros.
No. As in like with Jump Force and...
Oh, no. Like, I mean, I think they like tied for last or something. I don't know.
Jump Force and Dead or Alive 7 tied for last. Any controversies this year on the Game Awards?
I don't think so.
No, hey? Oh, that's too bad. What the heck are we going to talk about then? I find it funny that the Game Awards is even a thing. It is really weird to have a quote-unquote Game Awards. I mean, who is winning? Is it the team or is it the CEOs? Who's winning this? Who are winning? Like, best animation, and then the guys who were the managers who won, the people
probably
who, come on, that's garbage.
It's like movies.
Yeah, I guess so, but these movies go throughout like best costume, best whatever, best music, whatever. Who any standouts aside from Smash Bros winning best fighter? Best shooter? Fortnite,
was it?
I have no idea.
League of Legends, best esport.
Best esport? They have
an esport.
It's
zone.
Just
There's
so
Overwatch.
It's just so stupid. What the hell?
What are the biggest esports? CS:GO.
Who cares?
Overwatch.
Why would you get? Who cares if you get a bloody award for being the best esport? what do we live in? What world do we live in here? Best glass shaped like a wine glass. This one. Best wine that tastes like wine. This one. What? Really? Best esport?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the results.
That's laughable. I'm sorry. That's very, very laughable. They are stretching
esports
it.
Is own thing.
Why don't they just have esports? Have the esports awards. You know? Best mid laner. Eh? Best Counter-Strike Source player. Yeah. Yeah. Do they have those in the game? No. Best esport? So what? The
Game of the year?
Game of the year. What's the game of the year?
I don't even know, man.
Stranger How Things?
Oh, winner. Sekiro.
Sekiro is game of the year.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nominated against Smash Bros., Outer Worlds, Resident Evil 2.
But how can you put all of those games into the same genre as game of the year?
To action win game.
The game of the year.
Devil May Cry 5 action game.
But isn't that like Sekiro? Like,
action adventure like... game. Sekiro.
Oh god damn it. Man. What else is there? Best sports game. Which one is that one?
Let me see.
Best sports game. Basketball. Like what? What? am I going crazy here?
Best sports racing / racing game.
Best sports / racing game. NBA 2019.
Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled.
Crash Team Racing.
What else?
Oh my god.
What else do you want to hear?
Best jiggly physics. No jiggly physics on that one. No.
DOA won.
DOA would win that all the time, hands down. Best bikini volleyball video game. Nothing on that one.
No.
Best MMORPG.
Best
MMORPG.
Multiplayer game.
What the hell?
Role playing game.
Yeah, I guess role play. No, it has to be massive multiplayer online role playing game. if you don't have that as one of your categories, why would you even call yourselves the Game Awards?
Apex Legends wins multiplayer. Why? Game.
How can you say Apex Legends wins best multiplayer game when you have Super Smash Brothers and anyone can play that game? Holy crap! I am not happy right now. How can you say that Apex Legends?
Best ongoing game.
What? Oh my god!
I actually have no idea.
For heaven's sake!
That's awarded to a game for outstanding development of ongoing content that evolves the player experience over time.
Fortnite.
Yeah,
boy. That makes sense. That's a good category.
Yeah.
Where's the best MMORPG?
There's no such thing.
Why? You have that one. Best. No. You can't even say that Fortnite has the best one for the people who play it, because Final Fantasy XIV has been evolving since it first came out. Longer than Fortnite. Wow. I don't understand it.
It's an award show.
It's Garbo.
It's the Oscars.
It is the Oscars, isn't it?
There you go.
It is. Oh, guess what? We want to say congratulations to Miss South Africa.
Oh, did she win?
Yeah, wow. She won Miss Universe this year.
2019.
Talk about award shows.
Miss Philippines.
Miss Philippines did not reach semifinals or something like that. Yeah. I think it's one of those things where award shows, that's why I don't watch most award shows. Actually, that's why I think even this game award show thing, I am by no means a professional in the gaming industry, nor am I a journalist of any sort or any means, or one who would say what game is good or not. However, the hypocrisy of it all is that they don't have an MMORPG, best MMORPG.
Yeah, there are tons of them.
It doesn't make any sense, too, that you say the best multiplayer game you have is Apex Legends when most people don't have a system good enough to play Apex Legends. Okay. Or you get a Switch and you can get four people to play onto that right away on Smash Brothers and you're done. Right? Wouldn't you say that's the best multiplayer game?
Yes.
Right? Here's another thing too.
Content creator of the year.
Ninja.
No.
XQC.
No.
PewDiePie.
No.
What?
Shroud.
Oh.
Who supposedly lost like 70% of his viewers after moving to Mixer.
Is there a best female creator?
Oh.
No, that wouldn't be that way, right? Shroud is the best.
Who would be best female
content creator? No, that's. I think that they're fine doing just regular content creator because it's like, you know, like a laughable thing to say, like, oh yeah, female content creator. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, content creator, sure, but you're right. Shroud who?
No, Shroud's pretty big.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he? And he lost 70% of his viewers after moving to Mixer. He was like
the biggest on Twitch.
He was, yeah. After he left. So here's my question: I am a streamer myself, not a big one, mind you, but how good is Mixer? Have you tried Mixer? Has Ninja and Shroud moving over, has it made the experience that much better for those who are looking for streaming and gaming content? I think it's a good thing to have competition. And that's what's happening right now, which is really good, where they can push the envelope into creating things for people who stream and people who like to watch streams and interact with streamers. I don't know. It's still debatable.
Best mobile game.
No, what's that thing called?
No, you don't. Yeah,
hold on.
That's not it.
Fight. Battle. No.
No.
What is it?
Call of Duty.
Call of... What?
Yeah.
How?
Because it's really? That good.
Really? Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Not
Call of Duty Mobile. It's like you're playing on a 360, but on your phone. Like an Xbox.
That won that award?
Yeah, best mobile game of the
really?
Year.
Really? What's the criterion on this thing? What is the criterion on it? What's the thing that says this is the best mobile game?
For the best game playable on a dedicated mobile device. Call of Duty Mobile.
But what does that mean? Because I don't like shooters, and why is that even the thing?
I mean,
Battle Royale, apparently.
I mean, this is voted.
Clash of Clans or whatever. Those games should... What?
I mean, you sign up to vote, so it's not really like the Academy choosing.
Oh, so Reddit chose it. Oh, the people who
who care about
who
the
care
game
about award. The, yes. the two people who care about.
Yeah, and like, watch
just
our
like
stream.
The two people who watch our podcast and listen to our podcast.
The same people. That's why we're talking about it.
It's because of you two people. That's pretty funny. I can't believe that is a thing. Yeah. What's the other categories? Was there any other like notable categories? Best music,
community best support.
best
tech support.
Tech support service. Did you plug it in? Hold on, I just resetted your password. Don't forget it again, you idiot. who won best tech support? Who won best community support?
Destiny 2.
Destiny 2. Okay. You know what it feels like to me? It feels like aside from the fact that there were people voting for these things, I think all those games that you just listed paid their way to win those awards. Hey guys, do you want to get front page news on our website?
They have best esports coach, esports event, esports game of the year, esports host, esports player, esports team.
So they have an esports section.
Yeah.
Best esports team. Of course, not the League of Legends team that won.
G2 Esports.
Are they the ones who won this year's League of Legends?
No.
Why? Why is G2 Esports the best G2 sports team?
Because the one that won was Chinese, and the Chinese people aren't voting on the game awards.
So the Chinese and the Korean gamers.
I mean, they went to they were the finalists against the Chinese team.
Against the Chinese team. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
So
it's biased. It's a very
to English speaking
North American.
And European.
Yeah. The West.
Yes.
That's another thing too. That's what I love about it all. Like, what's that baseball. It's the World Series, but it's only in the States.
Yeah.
Right? That's
Toronto Blue Jays.
I guess so. I guess so.
They did worldwide.
They did win two World Series. So it's a little bit north of the United States. Oh, that's so bad.
No, it's still under the 49th parallel.
Is it still? Oh,
pretty sure.
I'm so sad. We were this close to being American, Darian. We were this close to being American. Was there an honorable award for best female gamer of the year?
No.
No. Oh, who was the gamer of the year?
Esports player? Or
I don't know. What's that? What happened?
Content creator of the year?
No. There was a guy who won
gamer of the year.
Gamer of the year or something like that last year. Okay, best esports player of the year.
Some League of Legends player named
what?
Oh no, Fortnite player.
A Fortnite player,
Kyle Buka Giersdorf.
Oh, is he the one who won the Fortnite?
I think so.
Fortnite
like the,
thing,
like the 16-year-old or whatever.
It's so segmented, eh? It's so something weird. Like I don't know why would they do that? I guess it's one big advertising thing.
Right? Oh yeah,
for all these video games and stuff like that. Well, I mean,
all the award shows, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right. And that's why I don't follow those award shows. Just tell me what's good to play, and I'll play it. I don't think these
best are best VR game.
Best Beat Saber. Yeah?
Hands down,
no. Not bad.
Beat Saber. That's the only game I would play in VR.
So here's the thing, right? You know the Emmys every year is for television and musicals and stuff like that. You know how your television can win the game or win an award every year? Like X-Files won a few times, and like The Community won a few times. Avatar won a few times. Does that work that way for video games? Because next year...
Destiny 2 won, and that's a pretty old game.
Yeah, Destiny 2 was last year, right?
I think even before then.
Oh, wow.
Like 2 years ago?
Oh, wow. Three, maybe? That's why it's free, right?
I have no idea how it works anymore.
Yeah? Oh, geez. I just find it funny that that's their go-to.
I mean, Fortnite's been winning it, and it's...
Yeah, I guess you're right. Out yeah.
Since 2018?
Do you think there's another game? World of Warcraft. Did World of Warcraft win any?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think the player base is as big as it is
as people as they make it look up, make it look like it.
League of Legends, though.
How about the Team Fight Tactics? Is there a best strategy game? Was
Fire Emblem Three Houses?
I've never played that game
for the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty huge.
What's best RPG?
Best RPG role-playing game.
Yeah.
Disco Elysium.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No. Is it good? Did you play it?
I don't know.
Have you played it?
I haven't played it. It beat out Final Fantasy XV.
Wow.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, well, of course.
Monster Hunter World.
Man,
Monster Hunter. And the Outer Worlds.
Really?
Yeah. So unless it was like a troll vote. But I don't know.
That is totally a troll vote for sure.
Disco Elysium.
I don't know. Let us know if you guys actually have played Disco Elysium before. I'd really like to. I'm gonna try it out. I'll have to take a look at it later on. That's gonna be fun. But that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Score music.
Score. What was score. Best score?
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Is there best actor?
No,
Keanu won't win that one for the Cyberpunk reveal.
Where is hold on a sec.
What's his who is the Death Stranding character?
It's Daryl.
Is that that's the character?
Forget his name. I never remember it.
Isn't he? Oh shoot! Now I can't.
Walking Dead.
He's from The Walking Dead. What's his real name?
I can't remember. Oh, I just call him Daryl.
He's Daryl. That's true. Did you hear about what some people think of Death Stranding?
So, yes.
Over-glorified FedEx guy or something like that. I've seen the memes and I was just
He has a baby, is that right?
I have no idea. I haven't played it.
I think he's protecting a baby.
Oh.
So it's what it is Scorcher from.
Yeah.
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Or Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller is the baby
to protect while he saves the world.
Or it's more like
the Mandalorian.
The Hangover. Is they're protecting the baby in that one too. Oh man!
Speaking of the Mandalorian.
Speaking of it, I've only watched episode two. Oh, we watched episode three.
I have not yet. I watched one and two.
If you guys have not watched The Mandalorian yet,
on Disney Plus,
I'm sure you can torrent it somewhere.
Yeah,
literally.
Like Disney Plus isn't available in many countries.
Yeah, so The Mandalorian is absolutely fantastic. And it's produced and written and directed by and created by the guy who wrote Iron Man,
Mr. John Favreau.
Yeah, John Favreau. And he is Happy, if you don't know how he looks like. He is Happy Hogan that takes care of Spider-Man in Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he is one smart guy, great. That guy.
Iron Man 2.
Television show.
That Christmas movie, Elf.
It's
not Iron Man 3.
not Iron Man 3. But can you believe how good that show is?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Like, it's enthralling. Like, every minute that I watch that, I just want to watch more.
If
I didn't have so much stuff to do, I'd be...
Like, the production quality is cinematic.
It looks like a movie the whole time. Oh, actually, if you haven't, or are avid watchers of television, on Prime, there's this show called Fleabag. And... I was searching for some Childish Gambino stuff online and saw a couple of things where he's like giving an award to the creator of Fleabag. I totally forgot her name, but she's the creator, producer, and actress inside this TV show or on Prime called Fleabag. That's a pretty cinematic and pretty funny and dramatic television show. 2 seasons so far. And yeah. If I hadn't stumbled across that Childish Gambino thing, I would have not watched it because it's like, it's something. It's another show, but it just makes you want to care about it, just like The Mandalorian with Baby Yoda. So I'm really excited to watch more of The Mandalorian. It's gonna be it's gonna be great. Have you enjoyed Disney Plus so far?
Yeah. I watched a lot of old shows.
Yeah. Which show are you watching right now?
Good Luck Charlie.
I don't know that one.
It's a sitcom from 2010 to like 2014.
Okay. It's kind of like Hannah Montana, isn't it?
Yeah, it's better than Hannah Montana. It's better. I think.
Yeah. Okay, Hannah,
I've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
With like my friends back when we watched these like Disney shows.
Yeah. Wizards of Waverly Place. Yeah. Rolo has finished one.
She's been watching on Disney.
Yeah.
So like Wizards, Sweet Life.
Sweet Life, Zack and Cody. I know that one. It's a good one.
Hannah Montana was bad.
I liked it. And I don't know. I was an adult.
Watch it again, and you can see the acting.
How horrible it is. Yeah. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody was pretty good, and so was Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, Wizards, Sweet Life, I think. Beat out Hannah Montana.
Okay.
I think they were all around the same time.
And then Good Luck Charlie.
Good Luck Charlie was like the new phase where...
When Zack and Cody finally left.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's actually a really, really funny show.
Okay.
I'd say it's better than Wizards. It's more...
I liked iCarly.
I liked iCarly too.
iCarly was funny.
Josh.
Yeah, Drake and Josh was good too.
That's why Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon Plus.
Or maybe Nickelodeon minus.
Nickelodeon has, like a lot of people have been saying this about Disney Plus, was they would go on Disney Plus, watch a few shows, and then realize that they wanted Nickelodeon to do the same thing. So they could watch like all the Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, speaking of Doug Funny, Doug is actually on there. I didn't realize. I totally forgot that was Disney. So basically watched one of the episodes. Oh my gosh, it's such a good show, Doug. But yeah, it's like amazing. I think Doug started out as a Nickelodeon show. I could be wrong. But Doug was such a good show. That's for sure.
Yeah. But yeah. I think maybe because we're in Canada.
Yeah.
A lot of shows.
Yeah. You're right.
Are still under the rights of ABC.
Yeah.
And they aren't on Disney Plus, such as The Weekenders.
But ABC is Disney.
No, ABC's.
ABC is its own thing. It's owned by Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't. They can't get the licenses.
But don't they have Recess?
They have Recess. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't
they don't have the Weekenders?
Oh, maybe it's in the vault.
They don't have Sophia the First.
Right? Because it's in the vault. Maybe it's out there right now, right? Like it's since it's being played right now on regular net television.
They have Elena though, of Avalor.
Oh, really?
They don't have Sophia the First.
Sophia the First is pretty good. It has some pretty good episodes. I've watched it with my kids myself. It's pretty decent. And they have Elena, but they don't have Sophia. It's probably in the vault.
That's ridiculous.
It's like it's first phase, right? It's like they're doing the Marvel
phase one.
Yeah, phase one. They're getting people to be like, oh, this is what we have, and you're like, oh, it's so good. And then they take away the stuff that you like, and then put in Sophia the First, and then they take away Elena, and you're like, no.
Sophia is spelled with an F, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's not here.
No, it's not there, hey?
No.
Huh. That's crazy. That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Good Luck, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty... It's a normal sitcom.
Just a sitcom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About teenagers and, like, their parents.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
It's pretty good. There's no magic.
And it's just...
There's no pop star in disguise. There's no...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I guess you're right.
There's no living in a hotel.
That's kind of like Doug.
On deck.
That's kind of like... That's kind of like Doug. That's kind of like Doug, too.
There's no seeing in the future or living in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Raven.
It's Cody, right?
Oh, that's a Raven and Corey.
Corey in the Corey house. In the best house. Anime ever.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
What else?
best hentai ever. Cody in the house. Corey in the house.
Yeah. It's about a baby named Charlotte.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. And like the sister does vlogs for her.
Oh, weird.
For like tips when she gets older, cuz like they'll be out of the house by then or whatever.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
That's pretty sad. Funny. That's a little real life. That's a little bit real life right there.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
It's good writing.
It's actually really good writing.
No, I was thinking to myself watching Fleabag Fleabag that show. Mm-hmm. How do you become a writer?
You just keep writing.
But that's what I mean though, right? Like
just practice.
Like I'd be like a comedic writer.
You have to get your thoughts in your head onto the paper.
Do we have to move to a place where you get those types of jobs, or should we just create it as content creators? That's what I was. That's what my
if you're on the internet, if you're looking to make a living off the internet, then you know, it can be anywhere you want.
That's true.
But if you want to go into like TV and like movies, then you might want to
move to California or Vancouver.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking that. Maybe we can ask mom and dad to move there so we could all move over to Vancouver.
Why them?
It's just like we moved to Calgary for prosperity and work for dad, right?
Yeah.
So and we're kind of reaping those rewards. At least I am so far because of where I started out in my work life here in Calgary. But it's kind of like. It's not conducive to who I am, being a creative in a creatively dry town. And a lot of people will probably fight me on this, but, you know, there's not that many movies that are being made here in Calgary.
No.
There's not that many.
Ghostbusters. The new Ghostbusters.
The new Ghostbusters. Yeah, yeah. It's good.
See you that trailer?
Yeah. I think we talked a little bit about it.
I know we didn't.
No?
It just came out.
Oh, just came out during that?
Like a couple days ago.
Let me tell you how good the trailer is. It's so good that within the first few hours, there was already people saying, that they wanted to cancel it.
Really?
Yeah. Did you not hear that?
No, I didn't.
So Ghostbusters trailer is coming out, and people were going like, oh, why is Stranger Things season 4 coming out as a movie? Because the Stranger Things kid is in there. You okay? Darian's dying a little bit. Breathe. Cool. Breathe. Breathe. People are saying that it's a they're copying people are saying they're copying Stranger Things. Oh my god. They're okay. Then there's people who are saying that oh, so we're just shelving the females now. I'm like, oh god. And then there's people like the social justice workers are out again. Social justice warriors are out again. they're just like, oh yeah, I really like it, but Ghostbusters, the reboot Ghostbusters didn't get a fair chance because they were women. Like, okay. Can we just say we're getting another Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah.
And just like forget about it.
Like, I don't know if this was a rumor, but I think there's plans for a Ghostbusters multiverse.
Really?
Yeah.
Which universe are they gonna cross?
Oh, they're gonna make a couple more Ghostbuster movies. Uh-huh. So they're not gonna use like the originals
because
like that's way too old now.
Okay.
And the actors aren't all alive.
They're all alive anymore.
So it'd be like this movie.
Uh-huh.
They did the 2016 one. Then they were gonna do like a mixed one, like both men and women Ghostbusters movie.
Okay.
And then like. Yeah, cross then those
gonna
three
cross
over.
All those three over, and they all meet.
Yeah,
that would
where
be...
they fight the final boss, which is
that's
from the original Ghostbusters.
Oh my god, that would be amazing,
right?
That would be absolutely fantastic.
I don't know, maybe that's just a rumor.
Yeah, it's probably a rumor. They tried to do the Dark Universe one. You know about that, right?
No.
The Mummy, Swamp Thing.
Oh
and
yes,
all those
yes,
other
yes.
things. They're trying to. Make one and then it just failed and they just
with
stopped.
The mummy
yeah and they just stopped. They're like doesn't look like the Dark Universe is gonna happen. So
I think it started with the Mummy and ended.
I'm actually excited for it because there's just not enough ideas out there. Mm-hmm. But I don't mind it being like 30 years into the future doing the Star Wars type of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Everything old is new again type of thing. Like in the first Ghostbusters ghost.
And then watch the Sonic movie end with Detective Pikachu coming.
You know what's
to
funny?
To join the Smash Bros. Initiative.
I heard, or people are stipulating right now, or supposing... that they made the original Sonic trailer just to be ugly. So
yeah.
Did you hear about that? It's a conspiracy right now.
They're just saying, think it's true. I wish it would be cool if it was true.
Well, they were saying that they hid the original cut of the movie and it was that new one that was it all along.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying lighting and stuff like that.
I don't think so.
That's the conspiracy right now.
I think if you do a straight-on comparison, you can tell like the amount of details that they put on the bad-looking one.
Yeah,
to like meld it into the frame, so that it looks like
he's actually
there.
There, okay. Yeah. That's the rebuttal, I guess.
Yeah, so that's one thing, and then
no, but they were also saying that the coloring of he was like flat versus like if you see the coloring of a frame like when they're inside.
No,
the...
I think he's flat though. It's like just because of the lighting.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but you could even see though that the character, the one, the human character beside Sonic.
Oh,
the new
that definitely
was like he's like
the new one looked way better.
Yeah.
There.
When you see that one, you're just like, oh, he actually matches the coloring of the character who's inside the thing. That's why people are saying that it was the biggest PR stunt ever that made people want to care, and now you have to watch the movie because... But this discredits all the people who were rehired to do all of these new frames and all these renderings, yeah. Right? So...
And the head, the lead character designer?
Yeah.
Is the creator or like head artist of Sonic Mania.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is...
Sonic Mania is a really good game.
Like the fan-made? Like,
okay.
Yeah. The anthology, I guess? I don't know.
Yep. It's pretty good. But that is the little bit of the, I guess you can call it, controversy of that. I just find it funny that people would actually say that. I'm like, oh, we'll see. We'll never know until someone actually...
Yeah, maybe YouTube Rewind. Says, maybe the real one's going to drop.
Yeah, you're still on it. You're still hoping.
I think that was it. It's over.
Yeah. It's already too late. It's already the 13th of December right now. So
yeah. They should have just done it the day after.
Yeah.
Everything would be good. Or maybe 2 days after.
That would have been such good marketing too. Been amazing. Yeah, but the thing was, all of the people who are just like, yeah, no, I don't have, I'm not part of it. So I just think it's, YouTube has just gotten too big for itself. That's why you can't do a proper rewind anymore. Because if you take a look at the beginning of those rewinds, it was not the whole world of YouTube inside those rewinds, right?
The theory right now, theory is that YouTube is trying to get rid of the YouTubers so that they can have more of the TV type stuff, YouTube original type stuff.
Oh.
And the corporations invested in YouTube.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the theory right now.
That's a conspiracy on it all. You know, I wouldn't doubt it. That sounds about right. There's a lot more money in those types of productions anyways put into it. But...
Yeah, push YouTube Premium.
I think the... I don't even have YouTube Premium. And it'll probably take me... I mean, there's just nothing compelling about it to me for YouTube Premium. You know Vsauce 3 or Vsauce?
Yeah. Have you watched it? Mindfield?
Yeah.
You watched it all?
No, I haven't watched it all.
It's all free until the end of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good, hey?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah?
It's amazing.
Like, really good.
Like, TV good.
Oh,
better
that's
than
why.
TV.
That's why. Oh. Because
you can watch it whenever you want.
But still, though, nah.
It's like a Discovery show that you can watch.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Why don't they just go on Discovery? Make their money there.
I don't want to watch TV.
That's kind of sad, though. Hey?
Should watch it, man. It's a binge-worthy
YouTube show. Okay, I'll have to watch it. There are some things that are there that is good with a higher Hollywood production quality. Yeah, great. I can believe that, and I can understand it. But it's kind of sad now how the state of YouTube.
Mm, yeah.
But that's why if you're a creator... You shouldn't just focus on YouTube. You should be focusing on every aspect of social media and all that stuff. So I'm not too surprised. It's pretty crazy that it has happened this way, though. Humble beginnings and now just one big mega corporation. I have a thing now. It just marks my YouTube stuff. I have to click that says my content is not aimed at children.
Right.
So for COPPA rules or something like that. So there's a lot of gray areas that they have to work around, because if I play video games, it's technically a kid thing. So, right? Even if I say my content is aimed at kids. Yeah, even though it's M-rated, it's a video game because it's aimed at kids. Because video games are equal kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I played M-rated games when I was like 11.
Am I right? Yeah. So... But that's okay. It's something that we'll have to worry about in the future, that whether or not, content is going to be controlled by the mega corporations once again. It's just a shift, right? Another shift of wealth into streaming.
Uh-huh.
You want to say something about that?
To the streaming overlords.
To the streaming lizard overlords of the world. I just find it funny that we start with something and then we've ended up with something that we don't want. And you know, that's why, did you know Linus Tech Tips or Linus Media Group has created something called Float Plane, quote unquote, no. Float Plane, yeah. So it's basically a streaming service as well for videos,
mm-hmm.
and they're just waiting for YouTube to collapse for all the creators who create stuff to move over all of their stuff to Float Plane.
Like YouTubers.
Like YouTubers and stuff like that, yeah. So they're, and basically it's a kind of like a Patreon model already
uh-huh.
in Float Plane. Like it's a Patreon mm-hmm. YouTube already. So it's
what
kind
do
of,
you think?
I don't see it being viable anytime soon, but the way YouTube is kind of pushing out all of the people who are small creators and who mm-hmm. want to start as creators, and like you said, they're just going to be focusing on trying to get the big bucks from the movie studios and the television studios. I think that's where YouTube's going to go, and there has to be a place where all the people who don't have that budget need to be displaced too. And I highly doubt Vimeo is going to be one of those places. And Vimeo.
Unless you're like a hardcore movie.
Yeah, I mean, guy. Sure.
Director.
But even then, you know, there's people who don't.
How about Facebook video?
What's that?
Facebook video.
Oh, God, I don't know. There's just so much. There's so everything, single thing has its own merit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Instagram TV, like IGTV, like who watches that stuff? Is that even something that people, you know, tune into to do? I don't do that, right? So I guess it's the demographic. It's maybe they're aiming for the younger people, the Snapchats, the TikToks of the world, right? The 30 second to a minute and 30 second content and getting all of that. But yeah, we're moving into a new world, that's for sure. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But I think that's gonna have to be the episode for today.
Yeah.
It's been we went from different topics all over the place, but this is what
it's
the
good.
I think that's what the M-Banging podcast is all about. Yeah. Maybe who knows? You never know. Maybe next week we're gonna be I don't know. What type of podcast do you think we could be next week?
Completely different one.
But yes, thank you so much for
ASMR podcast.
Oh, we can do an ASMR podcast for sure.
In the outro.
I don't know. You know what I think? I have a challenge for you. Write ambient music for relaxation.
Oh, easy.
On whole hours worth and put it on YouTube and see how many hits you get. And you type in all that.
I'll do it. Study music for ambient study music.
Yeah, there you go. Ambient study. Oh, you know what? You should try to make
12-hour loop.
Lo-fi trip hop or something like that.
That's more complicated than ambient music.
There's some good streamers that do ambient music. They're pretty good. I wanna do that
maybe
one day.
I'll stream it.
You should, creating the whole thing. All right. Well, we'll end the podcast here. Thank you guys for joining us today. If you guys want to leave a comment or have any questions for us, totally check out anchor.fm where we are being hosted for free. You should totally try anchor.fm if you want to try and do your own podcast. Also, if you would like to, you can find Darian. Where can we find you?
At Diamus DZ.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
And you can find me on twitch.tv and YouTube and all the Instagrams and Facebooks and Twitters and stuff like that. Brian's at Republic. You should be able to find me there. Thank you so much for being part of our little podcast. Hopefully you guys have a great night, a great day, wherever you're on the world. Again, my name is Brian.
I'm Darian.
And this has been another episode of
the Bangium Podcast. The Bangium Podcast. You didn't think I'd predict your words there, did you?
Yeah, I was just like, I think I say these things too often.